Thanks, Charlie. Sometimes it's very hard to figure out what's real and what's not in politics. For example, John McCain, who was savaged 8 years ago by the George Bush campaign, now loves the man.
I wish you all the best. I'm glad to be your friend.
For a second there, I thought they were ready to become domestic partners. Back in a moment, but once again, here's Charlie. 8 years ago, the Bush campaign stood by as mysterious rumors spread that John McCain didn't have the character to become president. Now, apparently, any character flaws have utterly vanished.
John showed incredible courage, strength of character, and perseverance in order to get to this moment.
Now, the cynics will tell you that the reason John McCain rushed to the White House to get the president's endorsement was to get it out of the way early and hope that 9 months would be ample time for the voters to forget. But that's not what McCain was saying yesterday.
I intend to have as much possible campaigning events together as is in keeping with the president's heavy schedule.
Democrats, of course, are busy right now editing the video of the Bush-McCain commitment ceremony and scouring the soundtrack of The Godfather for appropriate music. I can almost hear it now.
John showed incredible courage, strength of character, and perseverance. He understands this is a dangerous world.
Yes, indeed. And Republicans like Senate Leader Mitch McConnell would be ready to argue that in times like these, a tough guy is exactly what you want.
I think his nomination makes a particularly good sense when you consider the principal challenge of the 21st century.
Which would be?
Terrorism.
Yes, I believe I've heard something about that. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, March 6, 2008.